Hey, how are you? I know, I'm really bad at this whole podcast thing. You should probably upload a podcast every week or twice a week, and I just upload one here and there, and then I forget about it, and then I think about it, and then I want to upload more podcasts, and then I want to plan them a bit better, and then I want to batch record some more episodes. But then I just do other things. But actually now, I just thought, screw it, fuck it. Can I say fuck it? Yeah, it's my own podcast. I can say fuck it. I'm just going to plug in this microphone and start recording this podcast right away. Actually, I was just inspired because I just had an interview for another podcast for the Yo-Yo Diet Breakup podcast with Amber McKenzie. And we talked about competing and fitness and diets and struggles. So you should definitely check out her podcast. Our interview will be up in a bit. Yeah, and I'm recording a new episode for my own podcast here, and yeah, welcome to the Live Like Katie podcast. Let's skip the intro. I don't care. Let's go. Okay, let's do this. I don't have a script. I don't have any notes. Usually I had like an outline for what I wanted to talk about, but I just thought, no, I'm just going to hop on this podcast. I'm just going to start talking, and I'm going to probably talk forever because I can just talk forever because I think all the time and I write all the time. And sometimes it's just like hard to find a way to like focus and to put all these thoughts together that someone else can follow. That's why I really like to write things down, because then I can structure them a bit better and it's easier for me to bring them out to you so that other people can follow the weird thoughts and things that are going on in my head. But now I just thought I'd just give it a try. I'm just going to talk straight from my heart, straight out of my mouth, and let's see how this is going. I was just inspired to record this episode after I talked to Amber about dieting and fitness competitions and all the struggles that I went through. And I realized something while we were talking for I think 40-50 minutes, I think almost an hour, about the things that were going on during the last year, the things that I struggled with. And what I realized and what I learned about myself. And I think the biggest problem is mindset, and is my own mindset. I'm really good at analyzing things, and I'm really good at putting things together and helping others and telling others what to do and give advice to other people. I mean, like almost every day I have a friend of mine sending me a message who wants to talk about something. I even have people that I don't know that reach out to me on social media, or people that I maybe met once or twice in my life somewhere on a fitness expo or wherever in the world I've been, and they reach out to me and they have questions. It could be about life, it could be about business, about relationships. And the fun thing is, I always have an answer. I feel like I always have a way or find a solution to help others, to motivate others, because you have this objective view on things. You just see their situation, you just see everything that's happening around them, and you can just give them advice from your point of view. And what I struggle with, or what I just noticed, is I'm so good at putting these things into words or talking with others about that and helping others that I totally forgot to help myself. But the problem is, you can't always help yourself. Sure, you can do some self-talk. You can write things down. You can put things in your head. You can talk, you can read, you can listen to inspiring podcasts. But at the end, you need this human interaction. You need someone who sits in front of you and tells you, okay, Katie, let's do this. It all starts in your head. We have to get things straight. We have to get things done. And the thing is, you kind of start tricking yourself. You start tricking yourself because you're so good at the interactions with others, at writing and helping others, that you always think, yeah, you got your shit together. You can just take care of yourself. You can just do and just go with the flow because you know all the things and you can tell others, so you automatically help yourself, right? Unfortunately, it's not like that. Not at all. And I just noticed this. And I noticed this during the interview now, when we went through things like what I've been struggling with, or what was the hardest part of dieting and prepping for a show. And I realized my main problem was that I was kind of on my own. I mean, I started my prep when I was on the other side of the world. My coach and my team was in Finland, and I was in Bali, somewhere in Asia. I had my own place, I had the gym. Sure, I had a few friends around, but these friends had nothing to do with fitness or bodybuilding. They were just doing their things, their business, their life, or vacation, whatever they were there for. But I kind of, I lived there, I had my place, I had my training plan, I had my diet plan, I had my work, and I was just living in my own small world. And I don't know, I told people about my plans, that I'm going to compete, that I'm going to prep, and I put all my progress and all the things I did on social media. So the only thing that kind of kept me accountable while I was on the other side of the world, on a small island, far away from my coach or my friends here that would have been able to check on me, it was just me. It was just me in my small bubble, following my plan, doing my thing. And it was fine up to a certain point when the diet gets harder. And actually at that point I returned to Finland. And this was when the diet hit me hard, when your energy levels are so low because of the calorie deficit, and when you need to use all the energy that you have left to, well, how can I say it? Well, to survive, to push through your training, to push through your cardio sessions, to use the last brain activity that you have left to plan and prepare your meals that you have to eat during the day, the small meals that you still had left. These few weeks out, and there was like not much more energy left for anything else to do. I could barely interact with others, and I usually got my energy and my inspiration for posts and creativity from these interactions with others, from helping others, from communicating and working with my clients and coming up with solutions for them. It's my fuel. It fuels my brain and my thoughts and the content that I create and the services that I provide. But I was just not capable anymore. I just didn't want to talk to anyone anymore. I just didn't have the energy. I remember I visited my parents in Germany for like a week. It was shortly before the competition. And my dad wanted to talk about some topics. I don't want to go into details right now. And I was just like sitting there. I had like one of my few meals. I was just like, Dad, I think it was early in the morning. Yeah, it was quite early. I just got up. I was exhausted. I slept for 10, 12 hours at that point, but I was still exhausted because my energy levels were so low. So I was sitting there in the kitchen in Germany when I visited my parents. Was eating my small breakfast meal that I had. And my dad just wanted to have a conversation. And he sat down and started talking and wanted to show me things and just like to do. And I was just there. I put my hands on the table. I held my face in my hands, stared on my bowl and just said, Dad, I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to see you because I haven't seen you in a while. But right now, I started crying, saying like, I'm just not capable of having a conversation right now. I just want to eat this fucking small bowl of breakfast that I have and enjoy it as much as I can and just experience the little food that I can eat right now. And I just don't have the energy for the conversation that you want to have right now. And I felt so bad about this. I felt so bad that I kind of cut him off. And I later went there and I apologized. And because he then just, I think he just left the kitchen. And I went back to talk to him later. And I just tried to explain that right now I'm just struggling with my energy and my creativity and my interactions with, like, with other human beings, what I usually love so much, what I basically do for a living, because I'm so stuck in my own little world. And the problem was I didn't really had anyone I could talk to who could, like, really help me. Because sure, I have a lot of friends who are competitive athletes, went through similar struggles, but not they could tell you, like, well, it's normal, that's like the struggles of the last week of prep diets that you have to go through. And but I just thought, like, no, this can't be normal, I can't feel so bad. And just like, it can't be just it can't be just saying you have to push through now. And I just realized this during this last hour while I was on the interview with Amber. It's like my biggest struggle was my mindset. It was not my skill set. I know that I can do it. I can prepare food. I can go to the gym. I can run for hours on a treadmill, even on when I'm on low energy levels. I can just do it. But it's the mindset that dragged me down. It helped talking to other athletes who were, like, in the same situations or prepping for the same show dates. But it was not the same as having someone who can bring you back up, who can give you a different perspective on things, who can put the right thoughts in your mind, which is not just you have to push through. It's rather a thing like, you can do it. It's already in me. Like, I'm gonna do this shit. I'm gonna make this happen and out of my way if you don't believe in me. And also tell you to be able to tell yourself these bad thoughts and all these, like, doubts that you have in your head right now, to get them out of the way. And you know, well, if you know me, if you follow me on social media, you know, I'm not into this, like, wah-wah stuff, and I don't know. I'm really not, like, a spiritual person in this sense. It's just, like, I'm a scientist. I'm a scientist at heart, and I'm a scientist by training. I just always need scientific explanations, and I just always need a reason why certain things happen. And I listened to another podcast the other day with Steve Bartlett, The Diary of a CEO, and he was talking about emotions and feelings and missing someone or having certain cravings or whatever. And he always said, he always has to explain that it's all chemicals. It's all chemicals in our body that cause certain reactions, that cause certain feelings. So that was actually, like, a nice thought to put things. So whenever I feel like I feel bad, whenever I feel that I'm missing something or missing someone, I just have to tell myself, to quote Steve Bartlett again, this is all chemicals. I'll be fine. It just takes a while, but I'll be fine. And putting it that way already helps a lot. You actually can hear, like, I have to laugh when I think about it, because it puts everything like in a really rational way. So whatever we are struggling with or crying about, we can just say, it's all chemicals. It's just chemicals. It comes and goes. It will be fine. We can live happy ever after. But to get back to my point, the main struggle is not only that your mindset is right on spot where you want to have it, and you can self-talk as much as you want, and you can write down your daily affirmations or journals and diaries and whatever you do and listen to inspiring podcasts, sometimes you just really need this actual human interaction, not just a voice in a podcast and not just an ebook or a nice quote that you see on Instagram. Okay, sorry, I just had to quickly stop the recording for a second because some of my neighbors just decided to start doing some constructions or whatever. Anyway, now it's quiet again, I hope, so I can continue talking. Ah, shit, now I lost my flow. Okay, doesn't matter. What did I say? Yes, I talked about human interactions. It's sometimes like a voice in a podcast, an ebook, writing down some things in your journal. It's just not enough. You just need someone to sit in front of you, look in your face, read your reactions, read your face, who tells you that you'll be fine, that you can do it, and that you just have to put your mind straight. It all starts with your thoughts. It all starts with your struggles in your head, your self-doubts that you have to overcome. And sometimes you just need that other person who can tell you, hey, you're not alone with that. Other people had this problem too. This is what we can do. This is what we can work on. And yeah, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself that you can achieve all the things that you want to achieve. See the goal and reach for it. And sometimes a podcast can inspire you to take the next step and to take action and to work on yourself, to set new goals and to crush them. And sometimes you need that person that gives you that push. I think this is a nice way to end this podcast. Was quite spontaneous recording right now, so I hope I didn't mess it up, and I hope that you like listening to it. If you did, you can do me a favor. So if you like that episode, like, think about one person who should listen to that one and share it with them, or take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram story. Tag me if you want. My name everywhere is Katie Leta, C-A-T-I-E-L-E-T-A. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. Click the 5-star review if you have time. That would mean the world to me. And I promise I'm going to record more podcasts in the future. Thank you so much for listening, and talk to you soon. Bye.